Hurricane Francis, spanning nearly the entire state of Florida, is creeping slowly across the state from the Atlantic coast. The storm weakened after making landfall at about 2 a.m., but moving at just 8 miles per hour, Francis promised to drench parts of Florida with as much as 20 inches of rain. NPR's Adam Hochberg started driving north from Miami early this morning. He's on the line. Adam, where are you?
I am in Stuart, Florida. That's about halfway between Palm Beach and Melbourne, and this is very close to where the eye of Hurricane Francis came ashore overnight.
And where are you in Stuart right now? You sound like you're inside.
I am. I'm at the Red Cross, the American Red Cross office in Stuart, which is sort of an oasis in this community. There's no place else that has power or has telephones. Even the cellular phone service is out here. So the American Red Cross has generators and communications equipment here, and it's one of the few links to the outside world right now.
What's the scene like there then?
Most of the damage here is trees and power lines. We have not seen a lot of structural damage. We haven't seen a lot of damage in buildings, but power is out really over, I'd say, about a 60 to 100-mile length of the Florida coast, all the way from north of Fort Lauderdale up toward Melbourne. There's no electricity, no traffic signals, no street lights. A lot of the traffic signals have been blown down. They're lying in the road, so as you drive, you have to go around these street lights and signs and traffic signals. Lots and lots of trees down, and a little bit of roof damage for structures that were unfortunate enough to be in the path of one of those falling trees.
Have you been able to talk to some of the people there at the Red Cross Center who were evacuated?
We have, and they're gearing up for what they think is going to be a very long recovery effort because, first of all, people have been in shelters here since Friday. The storm has been so slow moving on shore. But now with electricity out, there are going to be people who will not want to go back into their homes without power, without air conditioning, without refrigeration. So they're anticipating that the emergency shelters here, the Red Cross shelters, are going to be busy for days or even weeks until all of the utility service here is restored.
NPR's Adam Hochberg joining us from the Red Cross Center in Stuart, Florida. Adam, thank you very much.
My pleasure.